Hello and welcome to another episode of Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast, soon to become 1K and Beyond podcast. I just wanted to let you know that if you're looking for a community of like-minded people, entrepreneurs that are action-oriented and that are willing to finally express who they truly are by sharing their expertise with the world and launching their online course, well, join this free Facebook group called 1K and Beyond at facebook.com/groups/1KandBeyond. So I'm looking forward to speaking with you on this group. And yes, let's chat soon. Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast, episode 260.
This is the place where successful entrepreneurs share their hustle to get where they are today. Discover how not taking no for an answer led them to achieve their goals. Learn about who inspired them and how they use marketing to crush it in their business. Get financial, spiritual, emotional, and physical tips that are working for them right now. This is the Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast. Here's Fabienne Raphael.
Before we go on with this week's episode, well, I just wanted to let you know about a very good platform if you want to host your podcast episodes. And I'm talking about Libsyn. I've been using Libsyn for 3 years now since I started my podcast, and I have nothing to say about their customer service, about their platform, about how easy it is to set up, about the whole service in general. And I wouldn't refer it to you if I wasn't a satisfied customer. So if you want to host your podcast with Libsyn, it's easy. You just go at libsyn.com and you enter the promo code FAB, which is F-A-B. And by doing that, you will get the rest of this month free and the next month free of hosting. So libsyn.com and you enter the promo code FAB. Hello and welcome to another episode of Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about the three simple steps to complete your online course outline. I know that you might want to start your launch, your online course, right? But there's so much information online and you don't necessarily know where to start and you don't know where to put your energy and you don't know which steps to take. So you might feel kind of lost or overwhelmed or just frustrated because what you get is just full of information, but not necessarily like how to do this stuff. So today I just want to explain to you those three simple steps. Then you will have a clearer idea of your online course outline. So the first thing that you have to take care of is to know exactly what is the starting point of the people that are going to take your online course. Well, of course, I didn't talk about how important it is to know by heart the person that you're targeting for this course. Because if you don't know that person by heart, then you don't know what their struggle is and you don't know what their challenges are and you don't know what their biggest problem is. So how are you going to know how to solve that? So I just assume that you've done that homework, right? And as soon as you've done that, well, you have to identify what is their starting point. Where are they at today? And where do they want to get? What is their end point? Before even thinking about crafting the whole course outline, well, you need to know where your people are and where they want to go. For example, I can give you like three examples. Let's say that I'm 20 pounds overweight today, and within 6 months, I want to lose those 20 pounds. So today, I'm 20 pounds heavier, and in 6 months, I'll be 20 pounds lighter, right? Another example would be, let's say that today, I don't know how to launch my online course, and then within a month, 2 months, or a few weeks, my online course is launched. So I start from someone who doesn't know how to do it until someone who has launched her online course. And the third example could be, I want to get more speaking engagements. And then within, let's say, 4 weeks, I booked 2 speaking engagements per month for the next 3 months. So this is what I want to get as a result. So again, I'm telling you why it's so important for you to know exactly where your audience is today and where they want to go. So it's easier for you then afterwards to craft your outline and know exactly what you want them to realize during your course so they can get to that end goal of theirs. Okay? As soon as you've done that, knowing what their starting point is and where they want to go, which is crucial, which is very important, because remember, when you will do, when you will craft your marketing message, or when you will just express what your course is going to do for your audience, well, if you don't know about the end point they want to reach, well, you might not attract the right people to your online course. Then, when you know what their starting point and end points are, then you need to identify what actions they need to take one after the other in order to make that work. Okay? So you have to precise how to do stuff, not necessarily what to do. And I insist on that because a lot of marketers are still selling a lot of information. And people are getting more and more frustrated about that fact. Just imagine yourself. You just buy an online course and they just give you a list of what you need to do, but then you have no clue about how to do or implement that stuff. Well, it's frustrating because sometimes you invest a lot of time, energy, and money into learning these courses, and then you realize at the end that you can't do anything with it. So a great way for you to stand out already is to orient your course into action-oriented steps. Very, very crucial and important. So let's take that example of you don't know how to launch your online course and you want it to be launched. Okay. So let's take that. What steps do you need to take from someone who doesn't know how to launch their online course to someone who knows where their online course is launched? Well, the first thing would be, like, of course, you need to know what your expertise is and what you want to share with the world and make sure that you are the right person to help that audience. So you have to identify what you do and how you can help your audience. For example, what I do is help women entrepreneurs monetize their expertise by creating profitable online courses so they can free their time to spend more with their loved ones. Okay, so you have to make sure that you know what you are helping people with and what your expertise is. Because if you're not clear on that, well, how will you be able to express it with the world? Then second action could be how to access a lucrative market. So how to make sure that you're in front of people that are eager to know more about what you have to offer. For example, you could find some Facebook groups or forums where your potential buyers are, and you pay attention to their most common struggles and challenges. So you make sure, again, that you are right on target with exactly what they're looking for. So when you craft afterwards your course or your outline, then you'll make sure that you are exactly where people want to be. And you express exactly what people want to learn. Then, of course, you have to make sure that you're going to make money out of your course. And this is one of the crucial steps, which has to be with just getting the proof that it's worth it, right? Talk to people, share it with your audience, see if the idea gets people excited. You could also pre-sell the course and see if they are really willing to spend and invest into something like that. So this gives you a great proof that not only your course is of high interest, but that it's worth it to go forward with that idea. then you could also create something for free to attract people to your offer. So not necessarily showing them the course right away, but having a freebie that has to do with one of the subjects that you are going to express during your course, or that has to do with a big challenge of theirs, action-oriented, something quick that they could realize so and that they could complete and succeed, so they know that you're the expert and you're the right person to help them. Then, of course, with all this information, you can create the outline of your course, you could share it with the world, and you could launch it with several marketing strategies. You could use, of course, free marketing or paid marketing, free advertising, free through social media, and paid through Facebook advertising, Google AdWords, Twitter ads, LinkedIn ads, Pinterest ads, whatever ads, so you can invest money into this. So I just gave you a clear example of the actions that you might want to take one after the other, from not knowing how to launch your online course to having it launched. Each of these actions could be a module for an online course, for example, okay? So whenever you have that problem in your area of expertise and you know where your audience starts and where they have to finish, then within that starting point and ending point, well, you need those steps, those several actions that people have to take, and you have to tell them how to do these actions so you make sure that they complete them, each of them, so they can get to that end point. So if I repeat the two first simple steps that I explained to complete your own online course outline, you have the first one, what's their starting point and what's their end point. The second one, what actions they need to take one after the other in order to make that work. So meaning getting from the start point to the end point. And then finally, the third one, which is the crucial one, is what you're willing to do to make your students engage and complete the course. The APE method, act, practice, and engage method, that I call it. You know that when people sign up for an online course, and I know that you've done that already, it's not sure that they're going to complete it. They might get very excited about module 1, 2, 3, and then they drop off, or they never go back on your platform, or they sign up for it and you never see them going on the platform. Or like what I did a few years ago, my God, buying a program and then never going on the platform, then realizing that I bought the program, wanted to reach out to that entrepreneur marketer to get access to that program, and realizing that the program has disappeared and there's no way I could contact that marketer anymore. So a few $100 lost, and so it's just a matter of telling you that when you are launching an online course, even if 100, 200, 300 people buy it, it's not those 300 people that will complete it. Only a small percentage will do so, and I think it's under 10%. So if you want to make sure that people really take action out of this program, well, you want to make them act, you want to make them practice, and you want to make them engage into your course. The more they do that, well, of course, the best results they can get, because again, you're the expert and you're showing them how to get from point A to point B. And then second of all, well, it's good for you. It's good marketing, because if people succeed out of taking your online course, then they will give you great testimonials, which is great marketing for you and proof of concept that your thing works. So it's a win-win situation. The more people engage in your course, well, the better it is for you. And of course, it's more satisfying for you knowing that more than 10% of your students have completed this course and have gotten some results out of it. Okay? So let me give you an example of what you could do during your online course to make your students engage more, practice more, and act more. So let me give you an example of how to make them act more, how to make them work. So you could do that through activities. It could be through checklists, to guides, things that they can use very easily, put some check marks out of them so it's easy for them to consume and to implement and to take action after. You could have a forum or a group that people could dive in and share their questions and interact with other members. You could do workshops, either virtually, Zoom meetings, or it could be live workshops if you're doing something very locally, so people can engage with each other and take action and be accountable to each other, which is great. Then you have to find a way to make them practice what they learn. So quizzes, questions, assignments, mastermind, or even like deep questions. Questions that will ask them to really reflect on the information and all the knowledge that they got in order for them to implement it and put it in action so they can get results out of it. And then if you want to make them engage, well, we could go back to the Facebook group, which is a good idea, or you could run contests, especially if you are, let's say, you could do a contest of, okay, who's the first person completing, not the first person, but who is the person accumulating the more points? So each time, let's say they complete a module, they get points. Each time they share in the group, they get points again. Each time that they are there for your Facebook Lives, they get other points. And then at the end, you give a badge, you give an award, you give a prize to the person who wins, or you also could give recognition to someone that showed consistent effort through the course or through the Facebook group and stuff like that. So you could be very, very creative with what you want to do in order to engage your audience. And again, the more you do that, well, the best it is, not only for you, but also for the students, the people that complete your course. That'll be great. So this is it. These are the three simple steps to complete your online course outline. And if I repeat again, you have to identify what is the starting point of the perfect student for your course and where they want to go. So from point A to point B. Then you have to realize and make them know what actions that they need to take one after the other to get from that point A to that point B. And be very, very precise on how they have to do that, not only what they have to do, because people will get frustrated and they'll just drop off your course. Too many classes have to do with information selling instead of action-oriented selling. And then the third thing is to make your students engage and complete the course by using the APE method, which is act, practice, engage, because you don't want them to drop off. You want them, 5, 10, 15, 20% of them, to complete your course, because when they do that, not only will they get results, it will be a proof that you are credible, you are an authority, and you are someone that can be trusted. So it will be good for your positioning, for your marketing. You'll get more testimonials. And of course, it's more fulfilling as someone who teaches in online courses. And well, you'll get great recognition from your audience. Okay? So if you want to learn more about the 7-step blueprint to launching profitable online courses and turn your expertise into profits with online courses, I invite you to go at 1kandbeyond.com. It's easy, right? 1kandbeyond.com. I hope that you appreciated the episode today, and if you did, well, you just go on iTunes and you leave a rating and review. Easy. Just find Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast with Fabienne Raphael and leave a rating and review, because I love them. People love to read them, and gives me more referrals when you do that, so I can invite some great people on the show. But also when you do that, it sometimes give me great suggestions on the topics you want to learn more about, and I craft an episode directly out of what I get from you, the audience, okay? So you take care, enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll see you next week for another episode of Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast, soon to become 1K and Beyond. Take care.